Yeah. Can I give you some advice quickly? Some health advice.
Oh, right. God.
Eat the foreskin. I'm not being funny. For a very small bit of time, when you shit yourself, it feels nice. She smelt the shit and threw up. Give me a safe word if it's too bad, but I just shat the whole place down.
Excuse me, mate. You got mad smeg down here.
Excuse me.
Wake up. You got some mad
smeg. No more. Boring fella on the right needs to go home. Got nothing about him. So pretentious.
Oh.
A reply to that. Couldn't have put it better myself.
God. Postnatal clarity is when you finish and you realise you really aren't into the person.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I'm not
saying
Jesus Christ.
I'm not saying I have it. I don't have it.
Someone talk.
Hello. And welcome to episode 16 of the Low IQ podcast. Now, let's start with the elephant in the room, Harry.
I'm not an elephant. I'm not an elephant.
Oh, actually, he's not an elephant anymore.
I am Cole Anderson for this week, everyone.
Did you get the joke, though? I was calling
you fat.
Yeah,
I got the
but
joke.
But he's actually not fat anymore. He's skinny.
He's lost a lot of weight. I used to be fat. Anyway, continue.
We're the fat
anyway,
ones.
Anyway,
who else is here, Jack?
So, Cole is being a massive pussy, and... Yep. This is what happens, right? Every time we try and do a podcast, Cole's fucking doing something because he doesn't work ever. He's always watching flamingos or fucking badgers and
he's
shit.
He's always at a zoo. If you follow on Instagram, you'll see he's always at
he's
a zoo.
He's always fucking at a zoo.
He loves zoos.
And he, this week, is... he's Where is he?
Where is he?
Dubai.
Barbados.
Oh.
It's complete opposite places. But
he's somewhere. He's not nice. Here. And you know what? I said to him, you know what? We're doing this podcast no matter what because we don't want you guys missing out on a week's worth of content like last time where we missed it for 3 months. So, this week, I've got Harry as my Cole.
I am Cole. I'm normally behind the camera, if anyone doesn't know, but I'm now in front of the camera. And who are we joined by, Jack?
I was going to say, Harry did insinuate that he wanted to properly play the part, but I said that's blackfishing. So you can't
imagine I turned up this week in full blackface. I don't think it would go down very well.
Oh my god!
But anyway, I am Cole.
He is Cole, just minus all
minus the that. Muscular and
minus
other
the
stuff.
Muscles,
less
and
muscle, the... more skin.
And
skin.
What's that about skin?
Does he have a foreskin?
Does he have a foreskin?
I've never asked Cole.
I don't know if
foreskin.
He does have a foreskin.
Do you have a foreskin?
I have a foreskin, yes.
Do all of us? Oh, Cole.
No, I do, I do.
Oh, you do?
Are you
sure?
Yes. Wait, before we go into the foreskin part, let me quickly introduce Harry. Harry?
Hello, I'm Harry.
He's one of my friends.
I'm a friend.
You'll probably see him in some... You see him in a lot of videos, actually.
Yeah, I do.
Harry's been in some of the biggest videos. And this is Callum. You all know him because you hate him.
Yeah.
For some reason.
It's fine.
Stop Callum abuse. That's
Stop
what
Callum abuse. Although I did see on the last podcast, someone said, free Callum, Callum's the goat.
Oh.
Well done, man.
Well done,
it's
Callum.
Probably sarcastic.
Probably.
Very sarcastic.
Even more. No, it's not started
fake
well.
Praise.
My mum.
Fuck him.
I don't give a shit.
You can't get me off this podcast.
Well, wait. I thought you didn't have a foreskin.
No, I do. It was just tight.
So you lied.
It starts the podcast.
No, it was just
tight. So
what
did they do to the foreskin then?
I think they might...
fucking... Straight away.
Straight off the
bat. We already talked about this on another podcast. Well, why do you only bring this up on podcast?
No, I didn't know. Because I was speaking to someone about this the other day. Because they said, do I have a foreskin? And I said, no, but I don't think my friend
what,
does.
They asked
no,
you...
I do have. I do.
Oh, right. I thought you said, they asked you, do I have a foreskin?
No,
to double check.
Yeah,
do
to
I?
Check. Yeah, that's the foreskin. No, mine was tight, but it's
so yeah. But because I tried telling them that you had yours chopped off when you were like 16, but that maybe that wasn't true.
No, you know the bit that looks a bit like a banjo string at the bottom.
Oh, they cut that.
They cut that so that it would just loosen it. I think.
Oh, is
really?
It? Is it that's nice cool. And loose now?
It's fine now. Yeah.
Okay. That can break during sex, can't it?
Yeah, the
it
banjo.
Sounds painful.
Well,
as
when they first did the operation, it broke, like the day after.
So if they snipped it, that's breaking it.
They're like they snipped it and then stitched a little bit back together because they maybe they went too far with it. I don't know, but
then, fuck.
Obviously, every now and then you get a random erection, and I had that.
within what,
like,
at the doctor?
Within like the first 24 hours.
You had a boner
hours.
At the doctor's?
No. Within the first 24 hours of going home, I got an erection.
Oh, yeah, but that's inevitable. Yeah. Surely the doctors would think
it was in my sleep as well. I just woke up covered in blood, so I had to go back in.
Oh, no.
Welcome straight to low IQ, everyone.
Yeah. My apologies. But I went back to the doctor's, and he said he fixed it and everything. And then he went, no.
No way.
Like, what? Oh yeah, I was wanking my severed cock. Yeah, I just couldn't resist.
Oh, he thought you'd been
he
wanking.
Thought I was wanking. Oh. He thought I got surgery on my penis, went straight home and had a wank.
He didn't say no masturbate, he just said no.
Yeah,
no.
He went no more. No. Like saying it like I had. I was like, yeah, I know. Obviously not.
Do you have one?
I have a foreskin.
Who is it that tells me that theirs blows up?
Blows up?
Oh, maybe it was Cole. Someone said...
Yes, I was cold because he like held the tip of his penis and he pissed and it like blown up. And then
I used to do that.
I can't do that. I've had someone tell me they did that as well.
Oh, God, that's we all weird. Had the same...
I didn't.
I've done it, but I don't think it was me that told you. I think it was cold.
Have you done it? Why have you done that?
It's just fun. It's like a little water balloon. You like fill it up and then you let it go and it goes...
Mine's not that... There's not that much skin there.
You got a tight foreskin.
You might have been circumcised.
Maybe you need what Callum said.
But it goes right back when I...
Yeah, no, you don't know what I had. Mine didn't go back.
Yeah.
What do you mean back?
But, oh, you must have had mega smeg.
We said this on the last one.
Did you have meg smeg?
I don't. Probably.
Yeah, what you mean, did.
Probably. I was asleep. Oh, you could never tell. So.
Yeah. Oh, they cut you out. Turned your lights out. they killed
cut out. No, I was out, yeah. I was
out like a lion.
But you don't remember if you had smeg?
I was unconscious.
Did they not say anything?
That'd be grim.
Well, they didn't wake me up and go, that was well.
Excuse me, mate. You got mad smeg, Danny.
Excuse me.
Yeah. Wake up. You got some
no more. No more. Stink. Yeah. Stink.
Stinky penis. Stuffed wank.
So you never actually saw like the end of your foreskin?
They let you take it home.
You can never actually pull it all the way back.
They let you take it home in a jar.
I don't know if you guys don't understand what I'm saying. I haven't had my foreskin removed.
Can I give you some advice quickly? Some health advice.
Oh, God.
Eat the foreskin. It's good for you.
No, that's placenta.
Yeah. Oh. That's fuck.
You can't. No, you don't eat foreskin.
That's not.
You can't. You just have like foreskins in your freezer. You just get them out.
No, I'm pretty sure. I'm sure it is because I think in some places when they cut the kid's foreskin off, they eat it so the kid's inside them. Like.
No, placenta. You're thinking of placenta.
Yeah.
So what is that? The bit around the baby?
Yeah. Like the sack of the baby.
Oh, that's grim.
That's grim, yeah.
It is grim.
I know people have done that, though. Yeah. I do think it's grim.
It's a very common thing.
Yeah.
Apparently it's really nice.
Apparently it's really good for you as well.
I might actually
try it. That's what I'm saying.
I think it's because it has like all the nutrients that you lose in childbirth, so it's supposed to be really good immediately.
Replenishes you.
No, I think the mum eats it sometimes.
Yeah, the mum eats it. They don't feed the kid.
No, the baby.
Oh, as in it's
give it to the baby.
Straight out the womb. Welcome to hell.
You remember this? You fuck.
Your first task: eat your house. Eat your house. Delicious. Welcome to planet Earth. I speaking about surgeries and stuff. I had a little surgery recently.
We were talking about this on the last podcast. How did it go, Jack?
We spoke about
whether you wanted to shave before or not.
Yeah, so on the last podcast, we talked about how I'm going to go for a procedure, right? And I wasn't going to go through with it, but I ended up doing it. So my whole thing was that I rang up.
Go through with it.
And the doctor was like a young lady, so I was really nervous. But anyway, my parents were like, you have to do it in case you've got cancer and stuff. So, it was the lead up to getting the finger up the bum. So about an hour before, I was panicking. I was stressing out. I rang Callum. What did I say to you?
You asked me if I'd had it done before.
Had everything done.
Yeah. Coincidentally, I had.
Oh, you had? No,
I had something worse because I had a big camera. He just had a finger.
I thought you were going to get the camera.
That's what I thought, but it was just a finger.
And then he asked me how I shaved my ass as well.
How did you ask him for like techniques?
Yeah.
He said, how do you shave your ass?
And Callum gave me good advice. He said he shaves his ass on the toilet, which I did. Mm. So I decided, look, I've never shaved my ass before. It's hairy as fuck.
Yeah.
I'm going to shave my ass. So I went on the toilet and I shaved my ass. Went well. I literally felt it because I cleaned as well and I felt it was like smooth. And then I thought, because my ass stinks a lot. Like it just abnormally stinks because I fart a lot. So
thanks for the added detail. Yeah.
So I walk into my room and I grab some aftershave. And I bent over, opened my ass, and put aftershave up my ass. Because in my head, I thought, she probably has so many people with ass things that, like, I wanted to be the unique one where she opens it up and it's like, oh, that smells delicious.
Let me have some of that.
Yeah.
She's ever opening someone's ass and going,
oh. Yeah, but that's the difference. Lovely. I was going to be unique because I put aftershave up my ass.
Up your ass.
Yeah.
Oh, you went in the hole.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. And it stung. It stung.
Oh, no.
I thought you meant to
where it's supposed to go.
I literally opened it and went,
what the fuck is wrong arsehole? With you? Are you insane? Did you? How did you do that?
Yeah, it's easy. Yeah, how do you open and spray?
It's, how loose
it's
are you?
It's an easy procedure.
No.
Everything's
this
a procedure.
This is news to me.
But listen, anyway, so I've done all this, and this is about 20 minutes before the operation, whatever it is. I go to the doctor's, and then when I get nervous, I shit. Mm. So it turned 5 o'clock when the actual procedure was, and I needed bad diarrhea. And I was trying to hold it, but I just couldn't hold it. So I sprinted to the toilet and just let my bowels loose, just shit all in the toilet.
Nice.
And then I was like, oh God, it's stinky now. The aftershave isn't going to work. She's going to open it. There's going to be diarrhea all over it.
All this hard work.
The aftershave was a waste.
then I go into the room and she's like, oh, we're going to have to do this. We're going to have to do this fingering. I gave her a trigger warning. I said, look, I've just
safe
shat
word
out.
Initiated.
Trigger warning.
Yeah, give me a safe word if it's too bad. But I just shat the whole place down. And she was like, oh no, don't worry about it. But like, I could tell she was nervous. and then she puts the curtain back. I pull my trousers down and you kind of have to lay in a fetal position on your side. And then she opens it and she goes, all right, I'm coming in now. And then my body automatically tries to put me in awkward situations. So I start laughing and then I'm laying here. And when I laugh, my body shakes. So I was just shaking like this while she's like looking at my ass.
Like you were really excited. Yeah. Come on, come on, come on, come on.
Yeah. Can I do it now?
And then she said, the jelly's coming on now, so you might feel a bit of cold. And as she said cold, it went straight in, the whole index finger. And she twizzled it around for like 15 seconds. And she's like, does it hurt? It's like, anyway, so she pulls it out. Probably loads of shit on her finger because I just went. And she was just like, you can clean up with that tissue. And she was like holding her nose. I could tell she was holding her nose. And then I come out and she tells me everything.
Then I came.
Then I came. I cleaned myself up.
And then my girlfriend said when she went to the toilet, she smelt the shit and threw up. NordVPN grabbed you. That's called an attention, a hooker. Not a hooker, a hook in marketing. NordVPN, a new sponsor for us. They're a great sponsor. And we have something to tell you. I, for one, use NordVPN.
Stop using your old VPN and use NordVPN.
Use Nord.
They give you 4 months extra free when you sign up to the plan.
If you use our code, LowIQ, it's LowIQ, right?
It's LowIQ.
And listen here, I use it because I stream on Twitch.
He does.
Know that?
Yeah.
And believe it or not, my data got bloody leaked. And I kept getting DDoSed.
He got DDoSed.
But whatever that means. No more, because I have NordVPN and all my IP stuff. I don't really understand it, but they do. They've got it all sorted. They've got it covered, mate. You don't even need to understand it.
So genuinely,
you click that button, you get the VPN, you're all sorted, mate.
They're the best VPN in the universe.
I don't get DDoSed anymore.
So use that, okay?
So also, Netflix, go to a different country on your IPN and all that. Whatever it's called, IP.
Yeah.
Watch different stuff on Netflix, mate. Stream different things. Brilliant, mate. Download bloody NordVPN.
Download it all.
Use our code 4 months extra for free.
Download it now.
They're a great sponsor for us. They're a new podcast.
Download it.
They're bloody helping us.
Bye.
Download it.
Click the link.
Click the link. Click the bloody link.
In the description. Bye.
So we really created a big scenario in the doctors.
Jesus Christ.
So, yeah, it wasn't a great experience. But apparently, yeah. So, for everyone wondering, because I always give updates, apparently I have a fissure, so I've cut. That's what the blood's from, not stomach cancer at this current moment. However, I am doing samples that I'm giving away.
Yeah, how's that going?
Giving away to you guys.
Yeah, comment down below for a chance to win jack shit.
But yeah, that's good. So, but I, apparently I have to shit on some cling film.
Have you done it?
I have to get a spoon out and spoon some out and put it in a vial.
You say put in your mouth, just taste it a little bit.
Excuse me.
I don't know where my mind was going with that, but that's just exactly what I envisioned straight away. I'm that sorry, Jack was just getting some shit on
TV. I thought you were
going to
say you were going to eat some.
That's where it was going, right?
Yeah.
My mind works in weird ways.
You haven't done the samples yet?
Not yet.
Oh. This was like a couple of days ago. You still haven't done it?
No.
Oh.
I've been too nervous. I will do it. I'm also doing blood tests to all that shit. Although, hang on.
Like
I did want to go back to the Callum thing, because I think we should start a movement called Free Callum.
Oh, but I kind of like you guys, the abuse he gets.
I'm pretty sure we said before the podcast, don't bring it up because they'll just bully him even more.
No,
but here we are. It is hilarious.
I just want to read some of the comments, please.
Yeah, well, I haven't actually read most of that.
Okay, let me read
this. This will make a good clip, so let's do it.
Okay, so this is the podcast.
Well. Oh, yeah, this will be.
This is this one. Everywhere.
This is the podcast Callum was on last. So, just an update. For some reason, every time we have Callum on a podcast, everyone rinses him in the comments. So, here's some of the comments. Was Callum having a bad day when this was filmed or something? Christ. A reply. Nah, he's just a knob. He was the same on the other episode he was on.
First of all, we should say, I was having a very bad day. And I said to you, I really don't want to do the podcast today. And he made me. Did you not?
Yeah, that's true.
I literally said to him, please don't make me come on. He showed up outside my house in his car, so honking his horn.
So this is another one on the same podcast. Does Callum go by they them pronouns?
It's not an insult. What's wrong with that?
That's true. That's good.
Well done. No, I'm being all inclusive.
I'm a man.
Owen is all right. Callum, a bit of a knob.
Yeah,
that's two knobs.
I agree.
Okay. Already.
Boring fella on the right needs to go home. Got nothing about him. So pretentious.
Oh.
A reply to that. Couldn't have put it better myself.
God.
It's like they picked some random fella off the streets.
Before you comment, oh yeah, he's no better in this podcast. It's, yeah, I couldn't agree more with those comments.
Sorry, this is hilarious.
It's good.
I love
okay.
this so
it's
much.
Good. It's good.
Love the podcast, guys, but the geezer on the right ruined this one.
You're just fueling it.
He's so annoying and just killed every conversation. Was Callum having a bad day when this was filmed or something? Oh no, I've said that one. Yeah. Callum ruined the vibe, lol. Didn't fit in with the banter at all. The guy, yeah. Someone, the reply to that.
I swear there was
The guy on the right is just a bit serious and dull.
Are there any like backing me up?
Is there any? Yes.
Nah, fuck the haters. Callum's the goat. Hashtag we love you, Callum.
If that was sarcasm, I fucking
is
love
at
you.
Callum Lippitt's mum. Oh, that's nice of her to put that one on.
Is that true?
And this.
Oh my god, I thought you were saying someone made some piss take account.
Thank you, thank you so much.
Thanks, mum.
Oh,
this mum, hello!
This is on a different podcast that you weren't even on.
Yeah.
Someone said, got another guest appearance, winky face. I like everyone else, apart from Tubby Tub Tub, giving LGBT KFC vibes.
I can't laugh.
Who the fuck's to say that that means me?
That one bi or gay fat kid with the glasses you sometimes have on. Maybe the most annoying person I've ever heard.
All right, well, let's see his
Please
little podcast
these,
when
I
he comes out with that.
Coming.
I'd love to let me watch your little podcast.
This is what I want. You just get him going and he tries to deflect everything
God.
Onto you.
How He'll start insulting us later. Of his life? Is it that's the one where it's the same person
commenting.
Yeah,
there's one guy that comments on every podcast about Callum.
Right. He's obsessed with me.
Living rent-free. He should be happy about that.
Yeah.
But I also want him to continue going. Because
I'm sure he will.
Thank you.
Yeah, comment on this one. Let us know how you feel about Callum now. Hmm. Maybe he'll change your mind. He'll be good in this one.
I think Callum's quite witty.
I think so.
He's very witty.
You got something about you, Callum.
Thank you, guys. Yeah, absolutely nothing about me.
It's a dull and boring.
Dull, boring,
pretentious. LGBT KFC.
Tubby,
who comes up
tubby
with
tub,
that?
Tub,
yeah.
tub.
Tubby tub tub.
I think there's a thing where as well, I can't say bad stuff because of my job. So
that's true,
there's like a lot of areas where you go into deep conversations and I'm like, no.
Yeah, that's the problem.
I'm not saying that.
That's a weird thing. Like, I wonder if I could get a job after this. Probably not. Maybe probably marketing.
Marketing. Yeah.
Yeah. It have to be in that.
Yeah. So it doesn't show your face. Like you don't have to like, meet people.
Yeah. Something where you're just no longer in the limelight anymore. Yeah. No one else like, can see you. You're hidden from the public eye.
I've had to declare like everything I do, including this now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So what? They like look at everything.
What did you say? You say I do TikTok.
Yeah. I didn't actually give any like URLs or anything.
Yeah, just to let you guys know, Callum's got quite a serious job. So when we bring up things like crazy shit, it's hard for him to talk about it because he's got a very serious job.
Yeah, you really. Yeah.
A very serious job.
Very, very serious.
Yeah.
I've got an interesting, serious topic.
Hit me.
The Qatar World Cup.
Ooh.
Oh, trending. Well, yeah. I saw something yesterday. Apparently, the players get a yellow card if they wear the rainbow armband.
Yeah, all captains. Captains who have the one love.
They were all going to wear it. All like the six European nations, they're all going to wear it. And then they said, if you wear it, you get an instant yellow card. So they haven't worn it because they're a bunch of pussies.
Yellow card.
Take the yellow card.
Take the yellow card, you prick.
Just don't get another one.
Their teams were even saying that they'll back them up and pay any fines that they do impose on them. Even so if they wore
the fuck
it,
aren't they
but
it?
Because now they said, "Oh, we'll put a yellow card in," they've go, "I might miss out on playing the World Cup."
They're probably going to get a yellow card anyway.
Exactly.
So wear the fucking armband.
But then again, is the armband a gay thing?
Yeah.
It's got like the rainbow flag on it. And also, did you see people weren't allowed in the stadium with rainbow bucket hats?
Yes.
You're joking.
They were wearing a rainbow bucket hat, and they said, "No. You can't come in.
No more. No more.
Another thing.
No more."
Wizards.
No more.
Don't.
Wasn't Budweiser one of their like biggest sponsors?
Yeah.
And then suddenly they banned all alcohol.
A week before it started, they banned all alcohol around the stadiums. And they have like a $1 billion partnership with Budweiser.
Massive breach of contract. Like massive. They said they were going to actually donate, what I've heard, I don't know if it's a true or fact, they were going to donate all the beers to the winning team or the country.
Oh, you know, come on, England.
Doing it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what I've heard. I don't know if it is.
Well, they just
true.
Give unlimited supply to...
Well, the amount of supplies it would have for the World Cup would go to that country instead.
Oh,
the winning
imagine
country.
That.
Imagine if a Qatar won.
What do you mean?
unlikely.
But who's going to get it?
Yeah, who gets the beer?
The winning team.
They're
going to
get fucked.
Well, no, because it goes to winning
like
team's
1,000
country.
Beers.
Yeah, but like, who in that country? It's not going to feed
that's
60
said,
million people's worth of beer.
I'll take it.
It's a nice donation.
Cure for world hunger, though.
Yeah.
With beer.
Everyone gets smashed.
It's got calories.
Yeah, yep. It does.
Maybe a poor place would win, and it would be good.
Yes.
Yeah, but you can't really eat
anyway.
Beer.
See,
you can't have beer as your diet.
I do kind of understand the alcohol thing. Like, I understand that their whole... culture is they don't drink alcohol, like fair enough, like alcohol's not a big deal, but the whole gay thing, you know what I mean? Like,
well, I'm guessing they're like a super homophobic country then.
Well, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
well,
no
then, but then we should just say
it, but you can't kind of like careful what I say here, but you can't really force a country into that.
Yeah, but then we could just say we're not gonna go to your
just
fucking
boycott it.
We could do, yeah. We should do that if you don't want to.
Well, that's the other side of the argument, is that people are saying like it's their country, we're going there, you have to respect their rules.
Yeah, so then let's not go there.
Yeah, but then people are saying, why are they hosting the World Cup then if they can't cater to the world?
Yeah, that is good. Say that again. Quote that one. Did you make that?
No, I'd read this online. Oh. Don't host the World Cup if you can't cater to the world.
And
Qatar.
The world includes LGBTQ.
The world includes gays and people that drink beer.
Exactly.
So
that's basically
but
the whole world.
Yeah.
Did you see the guy who is the top of FIFA is saying about potential North Korea hosting the World Cup? He'd be open to it because apparently it will unite the whole world.
Oh, was that when he like walked up on the stage and said
he did like the weirdest speech in the world?
Yeah,
he started it saying, "Today I feel Qatari," and everyone's like, "What? Oh, pillow's falling." Okay. Ignore that.
Tomorrow I feel North Korea.
Can't get it back.
We won't get that back. But yeah, it was like the weirdest speech ever. He just went on for ages about how he feels Qatari and how Qatar is like a really good country. But it's not.
I swear.
Don't say it's not. You're going to get fucked.
They don't like fucking gay people. What do you want me to say?
Yeah, no. So
they're not inclusive and they killed a bunch of people building the stadiums and they're still hosting
it. Like 15,000 people died trying to build the stadium.
Really?
Or something like that.
Yeah.
I think maybe 10,000. But yeah, a lot of people died.
A shit ton of people died building the stadiums. And
migrant
like, yeah,
workers.
It's fine.
That's crazy.
It's fucked.
Why isn't this on the news?
It is on the news. It's all over the news.
See, it's glamorized by these fucking chavs who go over there, buy some fake Louis Vuitton.
Jesus.
Straight into it.
None of this can work. The football hooligans.
Get everyone to hate us now.
No. Well, it's true, though. Those people that, like, rent a Lamborghini for a day, buy a fake Louis Vuitton belt, sell their crypto bullshit, and then they think they're on top of the world. We can see into your lies, because I've got friends that live out there.
Preach.
Do you? What, not in Qatar.
Dubai, you mean?
Dubai,
yeah.
Are they close?
Yeah, no. Qatar is just off Saudi Arabia, and then below Qatar is Dubai.
Ah, there you go.
But city Dubai.
Dubai's a lot nicer than Qatar. They like gay people, don't they? Or do they?
I doubt it.
Do they not?
I think they're all the same.
Ah.
Yeah. I think
you can't say that.
In terms of their rights for LGBTQ plus.
Oh, this is I've got a funny story, actually. We went to a club recently. It's called Revenge.
Oh yeah.
This is funny, yeah.
So we went to
a gay bar in Brighton, all four of us.
I wasn't there.
Oh, you weren't.
Are we not
Thanks.
There?
Should've come.
So yeah, we went to this gay club in Brighton, and just for full transparency, us three are straight. Callum is promiscuous. Is that the right word?
Promiscuous. That's not the right word.
What's the right word?
Bisexual.
Oh yeah.
What is promiscuous? Means like you flaunt your body a bit, like
yeah, a bit slutty.
Yeah, slutty.
I mean,
sorry,
is that not like? I think that's still the same term.
We're
for
all straight, but Callum's a slut.
Yeah, that is also Callum.
Because Callum's got. I don't know.
Okay, anyway.
All right, note of that.
So,
cut that out.
So we went to the club. Shut up, Callum. We went to the gay club and we walk in, and Callum was the only one. So the bouncer took him to the side and he went, "This is a gay club. Be respectful."
Well, no, that, yeah, that, he sort of looked at me and he was like, come over here. He's like, "You know, this is a gay club, mate." And I was like, yeah. He's like, "Just be respectful, right?"
Like, the only gay
I
one
will.
In the whole group.
Thank you.
Hey, I think you were wearing a Stone Island coat. Maybe that was.
Oh,
it.
Yeah, maybe you were.
Did you not just say anything? Like,
I never wear a Stone Island coat clubbing because I've done that before and people rip the fucking thing off.
So. Oh, that's funny. Wow.
I think I was just wearing like the black jacket that I always wear.
Oh, maybe.
Nothing crazy.
This was before your haircut, though.
Yeah. Which does
like, much better, by the way.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, it's much better.
But Bruce. I had that hair then, which also looked a bit gay.
Bit gay, did it?
Well, this looks straighter, I think.
Yeah.
Oh well.
You do look like you'd be homophobic.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know.
If I was to pick out of all of us, who would be the most homophobic? I'd pick you if I didn't know you.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I can see that, but then again, it's like
he agrees.
I'm not just going into the club to beat everyone up. Like, it's very obviously a gay bar, first of all, because there's about like six drag queens standing outside.
Yeah, there was a drag queen giving out lollipops outside.
Yeah. They all have like buckets for stuff as well. Like, you don't go in there not knowing it's like by accident.
No. There's pride flags everywhere as well. There's no way you can't.
Should we talk about what happened in the queue?
What part?
What, our friends?
Yeah. Oh, the friend. They might watch this though.
Oh god, yeah.
I don't know about this actually. I'm intrigued.
Well, we already said too much.
Okay, yeah.
They already know what you're talking about.
Maybe we don't talk about that.
No, you could talk. You can talk in general. They know that.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
I'll say it.
Don't say it.
Okay.
Say it.
Right, I have no idea what this is, so I want
to
know.
Well, basically, people come up to Jack quite a lot, and they always a lot of them are lovely. Most of them are lovely. But there's the odd people that come up and they go, "Oh, you must fucking hate it when people come up." And then Jack's like, "Oh, no, it's fine." And then they just hang about for the whole evening, even though they say to you, "You must hate it when people hang about." And then they proceed to hang around with you for the whole evening.
Yeah.
Come over, say hi. We love meeting people. It's great. We love all of you. But we're on a night out. We want to be with the boys, you know? And then they were just hanging around the whole night and they followed us to the next club that we went to, the gay club, and in the queue they were saying like, "Oh, you must hate it when people just follow you." It's like, yes,
I think the
you're
issue
doing
is,
it right now.
It's like, it's nice when people come up and everything and talking to people, that's fine, but it's the fact that they were saying it like they're different.
Yeah, they're like, they're not doing
because other people came up and said the exact same thing as them, and then they were like, "Don't you hate that?" Like,
yeah,
but you're
no. I just remember
how unself-aware are you?
They said because so we were waiting in the queue, and a couple of other people came up, and they were like, "Oh, hey, I love your stuff and that." And then they turn to me and they go, "Don't you fucking hate that?" I just tell them to fuck
off. Yeah.
After
yeah.
following us from what? Spoons to this club.
And
they
also,
said that.
Wow. Because it was a guy and a girl. And every time someone came up, you noticed the guy went.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like just stared at them. Yeah. Like,
the oh my God. I tell you what, the worst part about it, right? So there was, to be fair, they were actually quite nice to be fair.
They were nice.
They were nice
yeah.
people, but it's just funny, the situations. But anyway, we went to another club. This was out in Prism. And this happens a lot of the time. So someone would come up to me and then they'd hang around with me for ages. And then suddenly they'd think they're part of this clique or whatever it is. And then...
Clique?
Clique. Was clique. Part of this clique.
Clique, yes.
Clique. Right. Yeah. I think you can say either.
Clique. Okay, whatever
I
it is.
I've heard of it.
But they're part of the group, all right?
Yeah.
And then when other people come up to me, they'll be like, "Oh, nah, not the time, bruv."
Yeah.
Like they're your bodyguard.
Yeah. Bring us in, Cal. Bring us in.
And then they think I'm a dick because this random stranger's telling this guy to fuck off when I'm like, "Oh, yeah, no, it's cool, man."
Were you going to say the...
Yeah, you say that.
So that happens a lot. And to then... us. Yeah, it happens to us. So it happened to me last time, which was like really notable because we were planning on... Everyone was going to stay at my house because we usually do that after clubbing because we like to sort of fuck.
I'll give the secrets away.
But we were going back to my house, and some guy, I was like going up to Jack, gonna be like, "Oh yeah, we're gonna leave." Some guy just sort of like, I was walking towards him, and he was like that on my chest. I was like, "You're right." He was like, "Yeah, what you saying, bruv?" I was like, "Yeah, I'm good, thanks. I'm just trying to speak to my mate." He was like, "Oh, you mean Jack?" I was like, "Yeah." He was like, "Oh, me and him are boys." So are we. So I was like trying to get past him. And then, so eventually I managed to get to you. He was like asking me how I knew you. And then I got to you. And he starts begging you to give him your number.
Yeah, yeah.
He was like, "Oh, give us your number, mate. Give us your..." And you were like, no. Like, he's obviously been badgering
you. And he's like, "No, bro, come on, you won't do it." I was like, I will. Yeah. I'm just...
Because I didn't say anything because I thought maybe this guy does know Jack. I don't know everyone you know.
He did. I met him about 2 seconds ago.
Yeah, and he was claiming me and him boys. It was like the weirdest interaction.
And it was awkward because at this point, there was quite a lot of people that had started like noticing and stuff. And like there was quite a lot of people coming over. And these are like really nice people. They were just being so polite. They're like, "Oh, I hope I'm not bothering you or anything." I was like, "Oh, no, obviously not." And then he was going to them like, "Look, just fucking leave him alone."
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then he goes to me. "They're all fucking snakes, mate. They're just looking off. They're looking for your clout."
Oh, exactly. What are you doing, buddy?
It's like crippling irony. Like,
yeah.
How do you not see?
How are you so self-unaware? But there was a funny time with me and Harry, actually. So me and Harry were in the dance room at this place, right? And, you know, we're lads. We have like to have a bit of banter. So we were dancing. And him and my other friend were like, I think they were trying to lift my top off or something.
No, we're trying to like dance with you like aggressively.
Oh yeah.
It was like, he was in a bit of a bad mood because like, that happened with Cow earlier. And he got just a bit swarmed and a bit overwhelmed. So we're trying to sort of cheer him up because this guy.
Cut that out. You are shit.
What? Fucking annoying.
I can't cut all of it.
We can't cut it out.
No.
There's like a list of a few things we say, "Don't mention that." And he just farts it out like it's nothing.
I just, all right.
Shut up, Harry. Right,
we'll bleep it. I'll bleep it.
So this guy
said it again.
Come on.
Unbelievable.
Stop saying it. Just move on. Get on with the story.
Okay, right. Okay, thank you. So me and Jordan were just dancing with Jack, and then suddenly this guy comes out of nowhere, literally out of nowhere, pushes me aside and says, "Oi, what are you doing with Jack, mate?" I'm like, "What? Really?" And I was I was like, "I know Jack," and I was like, "All right, prove it." I was like, Jack.
Oh no.
Jack, and he ignored me completely. Oh, I'm like, this is awkward.
But I just turned around to this guy, getting in Harry's face.
That's so
and
funny.
Like, and I just see Harry like, what? No, I know him. he's come out for me. This guy in his face, like, what the fuck are you doing?
That's so
I'll lay you out.
But oh then
that another time it got quite serious because we all of us again were in a club. I don't know why we go clubbing. It's fucking stupid.
Yeah.
But we were in this club where there's these like elevated, like this table. It's like elevated. And you can stand on it and dance. I don't know why they have it, but we were on there, and I was with Callum, and we were like this. And this fucking gimp, he was the biggest gimp. You know when you look at, like, you know them typical, like, Reddit mod memes? He looked like a...
CEX worker.
Yeah, CEX worker memes. Mod, yeah. He looked exactly like that. Like, he was wearing, like, a gamer top, and, like, people that likes gaming, love you, but... You know what I'm talking about, greasy long hair. Anyway, so he, I don't know what he was doing, but he, when you go clubbing, you know there's some bellends that push you to start a fight. And I don't know what this guy was doing. He was a fucking gimp. Like, anyone could have laid him out. But anyway, so me and Callum are like this, and he wanted to get up on the thing. So he got up and barged Callum off it. Anyway, I kind of fell with Callum, and we were on the bottom here, and we looked at each other like, what the fuck just happened? We turned around. There was this like rugby team that had like come up to us beforehand. We turned around. They were beating the living shit out of him. I could not believe it. I couldn't believe it. They literally like, I literally turned around to see one like rugby tackle him off this fucking stage thing.
Yeah. Ugh. I think I just saw his face disappear into his mouth. I just saw this like.
Carol, you said something quite funny after that happened, if I remember correctly.
Oh, yeah.
Callum said like you felt like a god.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like commanding people to beat people up for you.
Callum turns and went, I feel like a god. Because he was so drunk.
I had like a crazy looking eye. Yeah. Like, what the power we have. Yeah.
But I do, that was obviously a bit far. I didn't want the guy to get hurt, but. It's kind of karma, really.
Well, I mean, he was being a dick because it wasn't like a like an accidental nudge.
No, he literally like went like that and like pushed him off. And then obviously these other people were watching and saw him do it. So we didn't say anything. We would have just kind of left it and been like, okay, right. And we just turned around and they just fucked him up.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Fuck you, Discord mod.
Fuck you, Discord mod. Thank you, rugby team. Was I there for that? I don't think I was.
It was just me and Jack, actually.
I was there as well. We're all there.
No, I don't think Harry came as but anyway,
I think it was literally just me and Jack.
I think I think we get onto the topic.
I was there because I remember.
You oh yeah, maybe you were.
thank you.
Yeah, okay, you were there. Harry.
God, sorry.
I think we get onto the topic of boy code because we always have this thing.
I see where this is going.
Usually called man code.
Oh.
Boy code, something else.
Who else fucks your boy?
That's just for boys.
What age do you go for?
can we not talk about
no,
this?
No, we've got to talk about
this. I can see
this.
What is going already.
Yes.
Boy code.
Oh, bro code.
Bro code.
Jack, say your story, then I'll say mine, which includes both of you
so,
scumbags.
When you're on a night out, under my impression, boy code means you don't leave your boys for a girl, especially if bro code means you don't leave your boys for a girl, right? Every time we fucking go out, this guy just ditches us. Mm-hmm. We can't find him anywhere. And I only ever go out because I don't really like clubbing. They have to convince me for about an hour. They're like, mate, this is our one chance. This will be the last
we say it every time.
This will be the last time we go out. This is our chance to be boys and like spend time with each other.
We never go out.
You like going out. You just you like being convinced. Because he
if
he doesn't want to, you just go, nah, no way. Fuck that.
Yeah,
but when he wants to, he goes, I don't know.
That
means yes.
No, because you convince me by saying, oh, I've just got this job. Oh, it's my birthday next week. Or
next week.
Or what you'll say.
My birthday next year.
You'll say this, like, you don't spend much time with the boys. We get to do something all together. This is our time to spend time together, which is why I go.
Yeah.
Because you're like, this is all we've got to do. And then you fucking ditch us.
Yep. Fuck you, bro.
And that's against bro code, and they don't think it is.
Who's they?
You two.
I don't ditch you very often. And when I did, I came back the time you're
at the end
about.
When we left.
Harry didn't come.
Oh yeah, can I get that taxi do you now?
Harry went. I'll blur that out.
She's not going to see it. She might. That's getting blurred as well. It's all getting blurred.
Halloween.
No, so I'd say I would fallen somewhat angel. Agree with that.
That's perfect.
This is all getting blurred. I don't care. If you're out with the boys and a girl comes up to you, starts talking to you, you can't just be like, no, sorry, I'm out with the boys.
Yes, you can.
Yep.
Just Harry, what do you away. Think I do every time?
Yeah, you've got a girlfriend, it's girlfriend. Different.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. No.
Don't believe that.
Believe that one.
No, obviously I'm joking. I know I have a girlfriend. But I'm saying...
I'm so angry about it. I know I have a girlfriend.
Sorry.
But I'm saying, when people come up, I say like, oh, no.
Well, yeah, obviously. No.
Yeah, but you've got a girlfriend that's different.
Yes, but even if I didn't and I was out with the boys...
Yeah, I think you guys need to be a little bit more respectful, I have to admit.
I think if you two were single, you'd do the same thing.
No.
No. Okay, my story time, thank you.
Here we go.
So it was me, Harry...
If those two were single, Cannon. They'd literally do the same thing, wouldn't they? Because they were going to have a threesome.
No. Who's... Oh, yeah.
Why would you bring this up?
Should we bring this up after this?
No, it's annoying, no. isn't it?
What? But this doesn't affect anything right now. Yeah, we're just saying how doing the
same thing.
Guys,
he said if you two were single, you'd do the same thing. Okay. I thought it was fine.
All right. Let me finish, Callum. Thank you. So we went on a night out, myself, Harry and Callum. I told both of them, okay, please stay with me because I know what you guys are like. And if you do go, I haven't got Jack to be with. I will literally be by myself. So we're out for about an hour, He finds someone. I'm stuck. I can't do anything. And I have to go in a taxi back with him and his friend. And I'm stuck there the front seat of this taxi. And the taxi driver turns around and says, are you okay, my friend? You puking up? No, he's just getting off with Callum in the back.
Then kissing sounded like throwing up, he so wasn't he thought actually you were trying
even,
to...
He was just kissing my face. It was really awkward for me because I'm just like sat right next to Harry and some random taxi driver. So he just kept going...
on my face. It was really...
It was grim. Anyway.
Yeah, that's what I had to say. Thank you.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
But yeah, I think, and I want you guys to comment down below, is that breaking bro code?
But what about if the most beautiful girl you've ever seen is talking
because,
to
no,
you?
I'm sorry.
And then you have to just be like, no, sorry, I'm out with the boys.
Harry's gone to the gym and suddenly thinks he's some massive stud. And this is how bad it was, right? I was at a gathering around his and we were celebrating Callum getting this new job, which is very good. Like, I wanted to celebrate. I didn't want to go out clubbing. So they were like, oh, Jack, come clubbing. I was like, oh, for God's sake. And then I was like, right, I will come because I want to celebrate with you under the condition that neither of you can leave me for a girl or like, or a boy.
We didn't. This is the night.
We didn't.
This is the night we went out with my sister.
I know.
Yeah, Callum's sister was there.
Yes. But Harry said... He couldn't promise me that.
I was joking.
He was fucking joking. He was like,
kidding.
It's hard. What if a beauty...
You're not that guy, pal.
You're not that guy. Trust me, man.
Oh, I'll joking. Try.
I'll
they
try.
Can't resist
Fine,
me,
I'll
though.
Try. We're back.
We are back. Hello. And we are doing a little game now. I say game, but it's more of... Oh, I guess it is a game.
It is a game. It is.
Exactly.
I was going to think of a clever word. But it's basically...
Mind blank.
It's basically, we've got these cards. We've all got a pack each. And we're just going to ask questions and we're going to fire away it.
Yeah. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Yeah, oh, God.
Yeah. I'll go first. Go all right. Jack. Let's go. Oh, this is a good one. Do you know how to speak in your head? I've been noticing you didn't doing that a lot. I just need to.
help me, please.
Sorry about that. Carry
all on. Right. An ad company... offers you $1 million to use your face as a nationwide ad as a child molester. Would you accept?
Yes.
No?
Oh, well, yeah, you would.
I am already a child molester.
Why would you say that yourself? That is horrible. Joke to make. When you say it, it's not funny. It's actually true.
Yeah. I don't know, £1 million is a lot of money, though, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I guess. So it's... I'm guessing you're not actually a child molester.
No.
You're just in an ad and you play the child molester. That's fine.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't do that.
Question.
You wouldn't do that. For £1 million, you wouldn't do that.
Can really? I choose which country?
Oh, yeah.
What, in a country where that's seen as fine?
No, just an isolated country like North Korea. No one would know over
here.
Yeah,
but you'd probably die.
Because I wouldn't live over there, would I?
Probably be a worldwide campaign.
No, it says nationwide.
Oh, nationwide.
But we're going to say here. You have to play a child molester. I'd do that.
I would do that.
I'm sorry, because it's the same as that bloke playing Jeffrey Dahmer. You know he's not Jeffrey Dahmer, but
Oh, okay, sorry. It's yeah, not like...
but it's not really the same, is it?
Why not? Well, he was a child molester and a killer. He did more. Mm.
So everyone actually knows it's fake?
Well, it's just an...
Well, it's an advert. So it's an ad. As
a, you play yeah, a child like, molester.
But if it's
ad.
Like an ad, people might be like, oh, they've used archive footage of a real paedophile for this ad. You know the
Yeah, I guess it depends what the ad is like, really.
I think I'd probably do it.
I think I'd do it.
I don't know. I'd have to think about it.
I'll say a positive no.
Well, this is a podcast,
this
Callum.
Is where we're thinking about it. We are thinking about it now, Callum.
It's not going to happen, is it? So it's not worth talking about.
Provide an answer now, Callum.
I'm concerned myself with hypotheticals.
No. No, I wouldn't. No,
50-50.
All right, who's next?
Okay.
All right,
I'll go next.
Ooh.
If we were all in a contest, could you go a month without masturbating?
Yes.
Yeah.
Easily.
Yes.
I think it would be... I attempted No Nut November.
So you've already failed at this.
I did fail, but I got... How far did I get? Like 20 days? That's quite good.
Wait, into No Nut.
Oh, it's almost not worth failing at 20 days. You must have been desperate.
Well, yeah. You get like...
You definitely nutted in November in... You
it's not this year. No, this was a couple of years ago.
I was going to say.
Well,
when you had your long-time girlfriend.
Yeah.
So that's why you broke up.
Yeah. Oh, it all makes sense.
No, before. It was before. It was before. It was like
before
year.
Her.
You
yeah, this was like
two
pre-pubescent. This was like
before
year,
her, yeah.
year nine. I got to 20 days, but like, you feel so different. Like, really? You get like supersonic hearing and shit.
Oh,
yeah.
Like,
I should have just done that while I was in year six.
No, but that's different, isn't it?
I've when, done it for months
from
now.
From when you started wanking, how long have you gone without wanking?
Months.
Wait, say more about
months.
How.
Yeah.
I got scared the first time I ejaculated.
Really?
I was like, what the fuck is this? I didn't know what to do. I was like...
Well, how do you do it on accident?
Yeah, how do you accidentally masturbate?
Well, no, what? I wanked, right, to see what it is.
So you knew what it was?
I knew what it was,
you,
but
like,
I didn't know what...
You exploded your penis
didn't
know, want to wank.
I didn't realise what comes out.
And well, you think like, it was piss? You think you just...
You pissed yourself.
Pissed
right,
yourself.
Okay, look, I was young. I had no clue.
You were stupid. How young were you?
You're a dumb child.
You were dumb as fuck.
I think, like, to be maybe... Fair, I'm not... You know what? No, I'm not going to talk how young I was, okay? That's a bit weird to know how old I was when
you first
ejaculated.
Imagine you're young, Harry.
How young were you, Harry?
No, I just got, like, freaked
just
out.
Just say you were
12. I was like,
say
like,
underage, please.
Because like, I didn't know what to do with myself. I was like, what do I do? I'm just lying here, and I'm like...
Did you come the first time? Because I feel like when you're younger, you don't actually come. You just have the feeling, but you don't ejaculate.
I did.
Wow.
Thank
you. Well done, you.
I don't want to say I'm like an expert or anything, but...
All right, go on then, Callum.
Go on, Callum.
Seven out.
Okay. Have you ever role-played in the bedroom?
Oh.
Why did you look spare me?
You're not the
answer. No.
Who should we come to first, Harry?
I think we should go to Harry first.
Shall okay. Harry? Right, well... I can say, possibly.
What kind?
What have you done?
Let's not get into details.
What?
Let's get into details, I think.
No, it wasn't much. It was just, you know.
Just
a bit
cables.
A bit of fun.
Oh, quickly, whilst you're on the topic, we haven't said this on a podcast yet. Callum's, Harry's story. Oh, we haven't said this yet?
What?
Harry's mum's story.
Oh,
Harry's mum's
really?
Story.
No, this is.
Let's do it.
This is not
funny.
Needed.
This is funny.
Oh, yeah, we said it on
funny.
Stream.
Okay, so story time.
Story time with Harry.
My friend Harry over here had had his girlfriend over. We won't name names, but he slept with her, which is not unusual in a relationship. It's kind of one of the normal things you do sometimes.
Well, I have sinned.
In the
what
eyes.
Is unusual?
However,
is
it does
what happen
get,
next.
It does get unusual. So Harry finishes up, does the deed. He's finished. He's done. Mm. He decides to go clean up in the toilet. Harry, being Harry, has a very weird mind and mouth. So he decides to message the girlfriend who's in the bedroom next to him. My cock is throbbing so hard, it still feels like it's in your pussy.
I
which
I
first
said
of all,
inside you, not in your pussy.
Oh, inside you. Which first of all is fucking weird to say. I don't know really why you would say that.
Really weird.
You what? Just left her. You just say it when room. You're back. She's just in the room. It, it's like you're too nervous I to was. Say it in person.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see if this lands.
I had a lot of fun.
Did you like what I said to you when I was in the toilet? Did you like that?
Anyway, so he sends this message to his girlfriend. And it turns out that he actually sent it to his mum, who was downstairs at the time. He sent the message, "It feels like my cock is in you because it's still throbbing so hard," to his mother.
Yes.
Who was downstairs.
Cooking him dinner.
She was cooking him dinner whilst she knows him and his girlfriend are upstairs. That must be the most embarrassing story
in the world. What did she reply?
So I realised quite quickly that I sent it. No. No, I didn't realise for a couple of minutes. Ugh. So I went back to the bedroom. I was like,
"How was that message?"
Oh, I did say. Yeah, did you see what I sent you? It's just like no. And I was like,
"Oh my god!"
My heart. My heart skipped a beat. So right, terrible. And I was like, "All right, you just send that to." I went on my phone, checked. I was like, "Huh." Fuck. I sent it to my mum, and I quickly follow up, say, "Haha, what's for dinner?" As it was a joke.
There's a few avenues you can take, but
that's the
owning that message.
Yeah,
I meant to send that to you.
Making it
what's
out like
for dinner, mum?
You were joking with your mum saying you feel like a cock inside.
It wasn't.
Oh my god!
It wasn't a great day.
Imagine your mum sent something back just as crude.
We all have left.
Me too. Yeah.
Harry,
I can feel it
I'm
too.
Making dinner.
I told you to stop messaging me like this, Harry. Come on.
Not when your girlfriend's here.
Or she thought it was her partner, and she sent something weird back.
Oh yeah.
And then the rest of your life, you keep having to message because it's all some big confusing thing. And the rest of your life, you keep having to dirty text your mum.
Yeah.
Oh,
no.
God. Just one big long drawn out.
Locked
up. Yeah, that is horrible, though.
That is grim. Yeah.
All right,
next story. Thank you, guys, for bringing that up.
Okay.
I think we did this one last
time.
Oh
yeah, I did do a different one.
Would you marry a billionaire even if it meant you could never see your family again?
No. Yes.
What?
Oh, controversy.
Really?
Yeah,
I don't think he ever wants to see his mum again. Anyway,
after that, I have a reason, guys. It's motivation.
Okay, go on then. Yeah, what's the reason? Oh, it's
£1 billion. That's
no, you just married a bit. You don't get it.
Yeah, you're.
Well,
married.
Well, if they unfortunately take a slip,
they accidentally fall off a cliff.
Yeah.
But why would you never want to see your family again?
Well, I feel like I'll try and find some loophole.
No, there's no loophole.
I think it's basically saying like unlimited money for no friends or family.
No family.
Oh, I'll still have you guys. Would you like me to take the bullet?
We're your family.
No, I'll give you like a nice portion of it.
Does he get to see us still?
Yeah, it's just family. So yeah.
As well.
Thanks. I'll have you guys. You'll be money family.
I've got a good one. I think Callum told me this. You told me this. You had a bag with 100 marbles in it.
This is stolen from Happy Hour, by the way. Sorry.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, but carry on.
Shout out Happy Hour. If you have a marble.
No.
If you have a bag with 100 marbles in it, right?
Yeah.
There's 99 black ones and one white marble, right? If you pick out the white marble, you die. If you pick out a black one, you get £1 million. How many marbles are you taking out?
Well,
five.
Five? Oh, you're not very risky.
I said 7, I think, didn't I? I would take 7. That's still good chances of not dying.
You're getting greedy there.
It's gambling. Yeah. That is full on gambling.
It is gambling, yeah.
One, you get a white.
You'll see on Happy Hour, they have the marbles, and you do it. You say, and then you actually do it, and you see if you die. But we haven't got that.
So. Oh, we're so low budget.
We're so low budget. Budget.
This is where our budget's gone.
Yeah, it's a hard game. How many would you take, Harry? Go on.
I'll just be happy with the one.
Just one?
Yeah. One, really?
99% chance of me getting £1 million, I'll take that.
Yeah.
And then, well, next time won't be 99%.
I reckon I'd take 40.
Fucking 40. Hell.
You're
almost
chance.
Hitting a 50% chance
of dying.
Think
about how good I am at the casino.
What, on a...
Jack at the casino is lucky.
No, exactly. But it's like
you're not always lucky,
though.
No.
Every
not.
Time I go to
See,
the
this
casino.
Is what, he has just these delusions. Just because he's lucked out, he thinks he's a god.
Every time I go to the casino, I know what that shit's landing on.
You don't.
You don't.
When we went, you lost 300 quid.
Oh. Yeah, but I was just showing off.
That's not much of a showing off.
Last time we went, how much did you win?
400.
400.
Yeah. Wow. He was there too. We were very drunk.
Yeah. Oh, we were so drunk.
Yeah. That was really
we shouldn't have gone to the casino, really.
And also, I felt like I've never been so emasculated in my life because he pulled like a wad of like 300 quid out of his wallet.
He did, yeah.
And I was like, oh, Jack, can I have something? He just peels out one. flicks it over to me. And I lost it straight away. And then I just had to stand there and watch him win like 400 quid. It was so embarrassing.
It was like you were his little cheap whore for the night.
He literally,
here you go.
It's the campest way I've ever seen him. He was just like,
yeah, don't talk to me. You don't know me for 5 minutes.
But you gave me 40 quid and I won 80.
Yeah.
Wait, you got 40?
Yeah, but I gave him 20. I gave him back the 40.
So I gave Callum the 20 for free.
Yeah.
Did you?
We all know who the favourite is.
I gave you back the 40.
I don't know why.
Oh, what the fuck? Gave him free money and I won it fair and square and gave it back.
To be fair, no, I did. Well, yeah, I messaged him the next day saying, how much do I owe you? Because I remembered taking the 20 and I was really hoping that was all I borrowed. Like, how much do I owe you? He was like, don't worry about it.
Good friend.
It's right? I owe you now.
Yeah. And then I spent the other 40 on the taxi home as well. So I went home even though I won 40 quid.
Sucks to be you.
All right, let me do a... Okay. Oh, this is interesting. Is it okay to cheat on your partner if you haven't had sex together in a year?
No.
No.
If you want to cheat on someone, just break up with them.
Exactly.
But then it's not cheating.
I'm saying don't cheat.
Oh.
Yeah. No, you don't cheat. If you even think about it, just break up with them.
Exactly.
It shouldn't be in your head to start with. Wait, what?
Jack, are you okay?
Oh, I'm supposed to break up with her.
I'm not supposed to cheat? What?
No, yeah, I agree. I think...
yeah, you agree.
No, but seriously, Annabelle.
No, I think never cheat. Never cheat on your partner. Because you don't want to stoop down to their level.
No one said that.
We're not saying that.
Are
you okay, Jack?
So we're okay at home.
Yeah, you don't want to stoop down to
that famous
level.
Guy once said, an eye for an eye made everyone go blind.
Who said that? It was Gandhi.
Yeah. Was it Gandhi?
Yeah.
I thought it was MLK.
No.
He said, I have a dream.
Well, that's all he said.
Yeah. In his whole life.
I have a dream.
He went around screaming that. It really worked for that one speech,
really,
but the rest of the time he was really annoying.
It's a good speech. That's all he did.
What is your favourite quote? If this was a motivational podcast and I said, what is one quote that you would tell everyone to live by right now, what would it be?
Do or do not. There isn't a try.
Isn't that Star Wars?
It's Yoda. Yeah.
Oh, you're such a fucking
Jesus.
Oh, yeah, hit me now, guys.
Such a I feel like you were a queef in your afterlife. That's how pathetic you are.
Queef. A queef in my afterlife.
In your before life.
Well, oh, there we go. Oh, let's see this one.
Yeah, that's all you
What's
were.
What's it going to be next time?
There is no try. Well, I evolved.
Harry loves Star Wars, by the way. He really loves it.
Do you want to hear a sad story about Harry? He had a friend come over, right?
Oh, this is a great story.
He had a friend come over. And he was like, oh, boys, you've got to meet this guy. He's a legend. And we were like, oh, yeah, he sounds it. We were like, oh, where'd you meet him? He was like, rugby. And we were like, oh, this is weird. He's got an Irish accent. He lives in Ireland. How did you? And he's like, no, we just kind of just rugby. We were like, this sounds like a lie. And then... months later, we find out that this guy does role play with Harry on Star Wars.
Yeah, Battlefront, isn't it?
And Harry didn't want to admit it to us because we'd bully him.
Tell us a little
bit
about...
So he told us he plays rugby.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about your Star Wars Battlefront role playing.
Well, I'll give some clarity on the first story, then I can go into the Star Wars Battlefront 2 role play.
Okay.
So, as he was coming round, I think we both agreed we were not... tell that to my friends that
he agreed as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
So it wasn't like just me. We both agreed this would be a brilliant idea because it'll be fucking weird. I think it's weird.
Yeah.
But we still did anyway. So he came over and he said, yeah, rugby. And that worked. But that's worked just for the duration whilst he was here.
He lives in another country.
He lives in Ireland and does Dublin. Not look like a rugby player.
It's funny that you had to say it. You can't tell my friends how we really know each other. Like it's some weird affair.
Yeah. That happened. And then with the Star Wars Battlefront 2 thing, it's where it's not much role play, right? You join a Discord server and you get like... You have to do like an application to get into the group.
You have to apply.
Do like a little interview. Think if you're cool enough to get in. There's about 5,000 people in this group.
Did you do an interview?
So there's 5,000 people in this group.
He did an interview.
That's crazy. Harry got interviewed for a Star Wars Battlefront.
And I joined this group, this subgroup within the larger self called the 212th Attack Division, which is the, you know, from the Star Wars films you see on the Battle of Utapau. In Revenge of the Sith, you see like Commander Cody Battle come down from the LAAT ships. Mate, oh, I'm a fucking nerd.
What are you
talking
about? Look,
it was about? Great fun. There was like rank systems.
Yeah,
and stuff
is
in it.
You were a good rank?
I was a clone major.
Jesus Christ.
I only got that rank because I was absolutely goated at the game. Like, I was insane. I'll top the leaderboard every time. With, like, we're 100 kills in front of people.
Now, I was only this because I was goated.
I was
if you're impressed goated. Now, wait till you hear how good at the game I was.
That's a whole different level.
You are a loser. So, was that the first time you met this guy?
Yeah.
Oh, so that was the first. Been a fucking weirdo.
Well, I've you know, we've
you
spoken.
You could have been catfished. He could have killed you, Harry.
We have each other on Snapchat.
No, I can't.
That's so weird.
Sort of knew each other. I knew him for about a year
let's
and
do,
a half before.
Let's
I,
do another
before
one. This is just depressing.
I already know there's going to be so many comments like, Harry's the goat for that or something, and then weird dicks for making fun of you.
No, I'm
a nerd on the end. That gay, annoying nerd is so boring. It's like a stranger walked in.
No, I probably will get slated. It's fair enough.
Okay, sorry about that, people. One of the cameras just died.
Camera keeps dying. Hello. This happens every week. We'll get new batteries next week.
We need more batteries.
Yes.
All right, I've got a card.
So quick into it.
Would you lick a homeless person's ass crack for 25k?
No.
That's
25k?
Please.
I would.
That's hard?
You'd lick a whole ass crack.
The crack is just the top bit.
What? No.
Ass crack, I would say, is like the builder's bum, like that bit.
That's the whole thing.
The whole thing's a crack.
What? So from like gooch to the through top. Hole to top.
You don't have to go crack. In the hole. You just got to go up the hole, over the hole.
No, I wouldn't go over back the into hole. The hole. I do the builder's bum, like the crack.
Right, you get 5k.
Yeah, you get a fifth then for that.
I'd get 5k for that.
5k for the top part. Which is really ticklish, by the way. Have you ever noticed how ticklish that part is?
Have you had your licked?
No, I've just tickled it before.
You licked it?
Yeah,
you put your head all the way around.
Not with a tongue. I haven't tongued my arse out. But obviously not.
Have you had it tongued?
No.
No?
What?
No.
I haven't.
What? I've never heard of that.
Trust me.
What?
What is
when
a
you
bum?
Go home? When you go home tonight, try tickling the top of it. It's fucking ticklish.
Anyway,
wait.
No, I don't think.
I can't you're imagine being able wrong. To tickle. I can't tickle myself at all.
No, if you have to get a nail and just slowly go like that to the top of your crack.
You're such a weirdo. Such a weirdo.
No, because I like being tickled.
Clip that.
Anything else?
Do you not like being tickled?
No.
So
would you like to be tickled now, Jack?
No, not tickled like that. I don't like I don't like violent tickling.
You enjoy it though, don't
no,
you?
No, I like don't tickle me.
This is good podcast footage.
Jack enjoys being tickled.
I like
Ben.
I like nice tickling.
Nice tickling.
Like romantic. With nails very like that on your arm.
Long
ticklish.
Nails recently done. Painted.
What are you talking about?
I'm
talking about his girlfriend. Just wants to tickle him.
Harry goes off in tangents like this. He'll keep going.
You guys just go silent. Yeah. Just don't look at me.
Harry will
like...
keep talking until someone laughs, and then when no one laughs, it's really awkward.
I just have to laugh myself.
Yeah, Harry laughs himself.
Anyway.
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 Awkward.
Okay, that's a bit of a dead card. If you were a therapist, would you sleep with your patients? You would.
Yeah. I'd like to exploit people.
Yeah, I feel like you would exploit people.
Is it exploiting?
Yes.
Yeah, because they come to you for help.
What about if they just like me?
They might not be well, a like, sound mind.
They sort of just come to you because you're their only support at that point. So like they feel like indulged. Yeah,
no, I wouldn't do that.
So you are exploiting them because they think, oh, yeah, this person's helping me, right? Right?
Yeah.
Right?
You'd think.
No, I wouldn't.
No, he just wants to rail.
Stop saying the R word.
I said rail.
Oh.
Okay.
You're the one that assumed I meant
the other R word.
That's even worse, Harry.
Yeah.
Fucking therapist. We gotta cut that out.
Right, another card.
Would you break up with your partner if you caught them cheating?
Yes. Yes.
That's such a strange question.
Perfect.
Next. Anyway.
I find it weird that people don't. We know a couple people who keep going back to their partner. We won't name names.
Mm. Remember during, well, during our youth years, there was...
Who are you
a
talking
few
about?
People who kept you know going back with each other.
I sent you a video on Snapchat recently.
Yes.
Oh, I know.
Which we all sort of took the piss out of.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Oh,
yeah, that is true.
That was something.
People keep going back to their exes. I don't understand it. After being cheated on.
I think it's because they just like want someone and they know that there's one that's really easy because they've just...
Agreed.
Yeah.
Your ex is probably the easiest person to get with.
But surely it's not that hard to get with people.
It is for them, apparently.
That's crazy.
Have you ever sharted yourself?
Yes.
Yes.
No.
Oh, I tell you what, the other day I was driving back from my girlfriend's house and there was like so many people in the house and I didn't want to like shit. So I was like, I'm going home. And on the way home, I was genuinely considering just shitting myself and cleaning up. Because I was like, realistically, how bad could it be? Because my boxes were quite tight, so it would catch it.
Oh, you have to waddle in, though.
Yeah. No, but you got to that point in your life.
No, because I'm not being funny.
Jack just walked in. Yeah, he's shat himself.
Classic Jack.
I'm not being funny. For a very small bit of time, when you shit yourself, it feels nice. Because it's like all warm, and it like wraps your ass for a little bit.
So you've done this... Many times.
No, I haven't done it many times. But I'm just saying on the odd occasion where I do shit myself.
In public.
It feels nice, but then you kind of get the ick with yourself and you're like, oh, I've genuinely just shit myself.
How often do you shit yourself?
No, not very often.
Not very often.
That's like still saying,
you know, happens sometimes.
The thing is, when you need it that bad, it's like that sudden release. It's like, oh God, I finally don't need the shit because my stomach's hurting.
But and then like when immediately it actually, smearing it all over your ass is horrible.
When it comes out, it's all like warm and like it cuddles your bum for a bit. And then it gets,
cuddles your bum.
Then it gets cold and then it's like, oh, I've just genuinely shit myself and I'm an embarrassment.
So when you're saying, sorry.
Thank you. So when you're driving home and you haven't got a seat warmer, that's your conclusion. I'm going to shit myself for a seat warmer.
No, it's not for a seat warmer. It's just my stomach was in so much pain. I was just like, shitting myself would actually be a good solution.
Are you also saying that like shitting yourself only starts to feel gross when the poo cools down?
No. Until then, it's fine.
Because it's kind of what you said.
It's kind of like after having sex, it's like, feels great then, and then you're like, oh, I just...
So you finish with your girlfriend, you're like, oh,
no, I'm not.
Was that
like,
good
that
for
was
you?
Good.
Yeah, it was now amazing. It feels like I've shat myself. That was good. It was almost like shitting myself.
I mean, like, after, what's it called? You have
almost as good
post-nut
as shitting my pants.
Clarity. Post-nut clarity is like shitting yourself.
You don't have that
no,
for sex,
clarity
post-nut clarity
is
wanking.
Post-nut clarity is when you finish and you realize you really aren't into the person that you had sex with.
I don't have it.
What is
this? I don't have that. Talk. Someone talk. Please. Why are you guys making out like I do this? Seriously.
Doug, are you okay?
He doesn't have that. He doesn't. No, he doesn't have that.
We had to help you. Oh my God, the tears just rolling down his face.
Oh my God.
It's okay, Jack. Okay. Come back to reality.
I don't have that. Let's do a new card.
Oh, gonna pass out.
I'm very lightheaded.
Oh, I've done all my cards. All right, well, thanks for watching, guys. We're not going to do Truth and Lie because we pretty much know everything about each other and all that shit. Mm-hmm. But this has kind of just been a filler episode, just so you don't miss out on the content.
Cole will be back next week.
Hopefully.
He'll be back in high spirits. He'll be well rested from his trip in Barbados.
Dubai.
Mm-hmm. Wherever it is.
I think it is Barbados. It's not Dubai.
Kind of doesn't really matter.
No, it doesn't. Fuck it. He's not here, so fuck it.
Like, comment, subscribe. 5 stars on Spotify, please. We want to get back up in the charts. Follow the Instagram and all that. This has been me. This has been Harry. This has been Harry. This has been Callum.
Hello. Woo! Thank you.
Thank you for watching. I hope we didn't bore you too much this week.
Yes. And one more thing. I have seen the comments. The boys are doing a forfeit next week.
Oh, yeah.
All the comments say, I can't believe you didn't do a forfeit after the first time losing Truth or Lie in, like, what was it, 8 weeks, 9 weeks?
Yeah, we will do it next week.
And they didn't do a forfeit, but I will make sure they do. I'll buy something tonight and I'll get them to do it. Don't worry.
Sweet. Thanks, guys.
Cheerio.
Thanks, everyone. Love you. Bye. Cheers.